Where will it end? This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and from the harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, December 11th by Sam Stark on the harpers.org web. I'm Bennett, your faithless host. And this is the news of the past week, among other things. A new national intelligence estimate by all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that Iran ended its secret nuclear weapons program in 2003, in contrast to a 2005 report that claimed with high confidence that such a program was still active. Former CIA officials explained that at the time the earlier report was written, the agency's Iran task force had been reduced from nearly 100 analysts and officers to fewer than a dozen, and National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley attempting to explain why the earlier report was not so wrong reminded reporters that Iran is very good at this business of keeping secrets. So is the president, evidently. "It is all right," responded Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. "It is enough that you are confessing to your mistakes." In Iowa, Democratic candidates debated the Iranian nuclear threat, as well as the safety of toys made in China. "My toys," said Senator Christopher Dodd, the Democrat from Connecticut, "are coming from Iowa." At a dinner in Des Moines, a reporter summarized the Iranian nuclear report for Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who hadn't heard the news. Huckabee, a former Southern Baptist preacher, also recalled that he was still learning about the AIDS virus in 1992 when he proposed putting AIDS patients in quarantine. Oh, this election, it sure gets me down. Just imagine what's going to happen if either Obama or Clinton become the candidates. If we think the hate mongering against Bill Clinton was bad, wait till you see what happens to these people. And the most amusing thing is how completely useless all of the Republican candidates are. But still, remember, they know how to cheat and hurt. So, geez, who knows? In other words, there's still a possibility of the Republicans, because they're such complete assholes that they'll do any dirty trick they can to screw people over. And while Clinton, at least, Hillary, is Republican enough that she would probably fight back in the same way, it's not gonna happen. If it's Obama or Clinton, I have this terrible feeling that we're going to have another Republican administration. And I don't like any of the Democrats, and I don't like any of the Republicans. It looks like it might be back to 92 and 96 for me, where I voted in both of those big elections, but I did not cast a vote for president. Meanwhile, it was revealed that the CIA destroyed at least two videotapes of harsh interrogations of suspected al-Qaeda operatives. CIA Director Michael Hayden claimed that this was done to protect CIA employees from possible retaliation by militants, and that congressional oversight committees had been notified. Representative Rush Holt, a Democratic member of the House Intelligence Committee, recalled asking many times whether such tapes existed. They said, "What tapes?" In answer to this, a 100-ton pile of horse manure mysteriously appeared in an empty lot in Anchorage, Alaska. The Supreme Court debated the limits of habeas corpus, and an inmate at Guantanamo Bay was placed under observation after he slashed his own throat with a sharpened fingernail. A 19-year-old man recently fired from McDonald's visited a mall in Omaha where he shot and killed eight people, then himself. Dr. Joseph Strothert, director of the trauma ward that reconstructed one survivor's arm, noted that bullets from an assault rifle move 2 to 3 times as fast as bullets fired from handguns. "Velocity," he explained, "is transmitted to the tissue as energy." And of course, we had the shootings in Colorado on Sunday, which reminds me of the infamous comment by Harrison Klebold: "You can never kill enough jocks or Christians." There was talk of breeding the last known female Yangtze's giant softshell turtle, an 80-year-old displayed behind bulletproof glass at a zoo in Changsha, China, with the last known male, a 100-year-old who lives in Suzhou. The main problem, said a herpetologist, is really to get a viable sperm sample from an old male. Methods under consideration include a series of electric shocks and manual massage. President Jiwiz Bush put forth a plan developed by mortgage lenders to freeze interest rates for some homeowners. And he watched Hootie and the Blowfish perform California Girls for Brian Wilson. A dancing blue dreidel joined Attorney General Michael Mukasey as he helped light a giant Chabad Lubavitch menorah in front of the White House. Is he Jewish? And a Georgia man who had been issued the license plate HA8JWZ 2 months ago became aware that it could be interpreted as anti-Semitic. "I'd be at the grocery store or at the Walmart, and people would say, 'Hate Jews?' I had no idea what they were talking about." You know how people just say things that don't make any sense? HA8JWZ. A new poll showed that the very rich were planning to spend an average of $10,000 on their pets for Christmas. And 11 slaughterhouse employees in Austin, Minnesota, were diagnosed with chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, a rare neurological disorder that they appear to have contracted as part of their work air blasting brain tissue from pig heads in order to get at the meat. Oh, my voice. Six French charity workers held prisoner in the capital of Chad went on hunger strike to protest the charges against them, which include trying to kidnap 103 children from Chadian villages near Darfur. The prisoners claimed that they thought the children were orphans. United Forces for Democracy and Development, a Chadian revolutionary group, declared war on France. And scientists discovered a mysterious black fungus growing on the cave paintings at Lascaux. Some thought it might be the effect of global warming, noting that soil temperatures around the caves have risen 2 degrees centigrade since 1982. As a tribute to Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor, who was shot and killed last month, the team's defensive line took the field against the Buffalo Bills with only 10 players. After the Bills gained 22 yards on that play, an 11th man was brought in, and the Redskins went on to lose 17-16. "It makes your heart drop all the way to your feet," said quarterback Jason Campbell. "We wanted to come out here and win one for Sean."
Number 9.
11.
Number 9.
11.
Number 9. 11.
Well, that's the
11.
Weekly news and review.
11.
If you want any more information or links to any of these stories, go to the harpers.org website. Meanwhile, this is Revolution number 911 by Gary Lambert. And I'm going to fade out on this one.
What I did on September 11th. What I did on September 11th.
Oh, Rudy.
What I did on September 11th.
You scumbag.
What I did on September 11th.
We're going to set the record straight on 9/11, and we don't think he's the
hero
that he says he
come
was.
Back next week, okay?
What I did on September 11th.
He ran.
Meanwhile,
the towers fell.
Get the hell out of here.
On September 11th.
Useless.
What I did on September 11th.
Incompetent.
What I did. 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 What I did on September 11th.
I was at Ground Zero, as often, if not more than most of the workers.
Mayor Giuliani, your remarks are insulting.
I was there working with them.
You've done nothing, absolutely nothing, to help us.
But but I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to.
You didn't protect us. We had no gear. That's why we're sick.
So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
You let compassion and your colossal mistakes cost civil servants their lives on 9/11.
Come here and kill us.
Whenever I hear him talk, I want to scream out to the world and say, God, he's so full of it.
What I did.